your note. One more time. Wake up with me. One more time. Mama said, get out your note. That's right. And whenever she said that, I was like, oh my gosh. She didn't just say that again, did she? Yeah. She said, write your blessing. Say that with me. Write your on one side and your messes on the other. Because I'd call her having a hard time, struggling with something. And man, I had to reach out to somebody. I knew I could call Mama. And she'd listen for a while till she couldn't take it no more. You mamas know how that is, say. There you go. Come on. Deuteronomy. Why did she say that? Because the Bible. Now, Mama was a drunk, been a hell raiser most of her life. Got saved when she was about 43 years old. Radically changed. So what she learned, she had to learn later. And for you that don't know, my mom, she was later murdered at age 60 by my stepdad, who took his own life as well. But while she was alive, I was in the ministry and I'd call her. And so it was based on the Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it what? It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who shall go over to the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh or near unto you. It's in your what? It's in your mouth. And it's in your what? That you may do what? Boy, you can get better if you want to. Okay? That's what she was trying to tell me. See, I've set before you this day two things. Say it with me. Life and what else? Death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that thou mayest what? Live and multiply. And the Lord the God, thy God shall bless thee in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turn away, so you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them. And that's what we do so often. Instead of the good God that loves us, that gave His Son for us, that cares for us, we turn God into a bad God. And He's picking on us now, and life's crappy, and you know, I just can't make it, and it's all bad now. Well, what you did, you just turned God into another God, because that's not God. Did you hear me, yes or no? Okay? I denounce you this day. If you do that, you're going to perish. And that you shall not prolong your days upon the land. How many lives have been shortened because of depression? How many people took their life because of depression? Or the life they lived was a life that was not a life lived to the full. It was a life that was horrible. And that life also affected so many other lives. Is that true or false? Yes or no? Sure it is. You're going to perish, that your days are not going to be prolonged upon the land, whether you go over to possess the Jordan, to possess it. Keep looking. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, or as record against you, that I've set before you, say it with me, life and death, blessing and cursing. Say this part with me. Therefore, come on, choose that both you and your what? Your young'uns, your family might what? Live and live a good life. That's the Bible. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey His voice, that you may cleave unto Him. For He's your what? And He's the length of your days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. See, what Mama was saying was biblical. You hear me? Some people just say, we just need to think positive, just think positive. Well, you know what? That's great. That's true. But boy, it's really great when it can be based on the Scriptures. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just you working yourself up, but this is actually what God wants for your life. This is His will for your life. You know, regardless of what you've gone through, what I've gone through in our life, it still doesn't give us the right to choose death. Guys, are y'all hearing me say? Or to choose cursing. We need to choose blessing. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. We've talked about it. That you may what? Now, we're flying. The Bible says the thief comes not but for to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's the devil. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have what? Life, and that you might have it to the full or might have it more abundantly. That's God's will. That's what Mama was saying. Mama was saying, Gary, get out your notepad. And so we got a notepad for you today on the screen. See it? Here we go. By the way, when I do my messages, Roger was making fun of me the other day. I don't type on a computer. Guess what I write my messages on? Take a wild guess. Notepad. Yep, there it is. Notepad. And you know what? I don't even use them big long kind. What are those? The legal kind? No, I like the 8.5 by 11. Alex ordered some other kind. I don't know, he got a good deal somewhere. I don't care where the deal is. Where my 8.5 and 11's at? Yeah, because I don't know. I'm so set in my ways on my notepad. How many have ever been in my office to talk to me and I wrote things on a notepad while you were talking to me? Where'd I get that from? Mama. Yeah. Been doing it for a long time. Amen? Come on. So, take your notepad out, put a line down the middle. Put a line down the middle. Life, death. Look at that cross right there. I think you can make it, baby. You hearing me, yes or no? Bless or mess? Got it? Y'all listening so far? This is Mama talking. You ready? Come on. Blessing, cursing. It's your choice to curse your life, by the way. Do you know that? Say. Things happen, and you just curse, and that's the way you're going to be. That's the way you're going to be at the house. And you wonder why the family's the mess that it is? You're doing it to yourself. Are you hearing me, yes or no? Sure you are. How many know this is God honest truth? How many would say, Gary, I've done it. I'm hands up. Come on, my hand's with you. Sure, sure. Bless words, by the way, the word bless means well words. It's the Greek word eulogio, okay? All right? Eulogos in the Greek, which I ain't good at Greek, you can tell that. But it means well words or up words or bless words. The word bless, blessing. Or it can be curse words. So write down, here you go. What are you going to do? Mama was saying, Gary, come on. Write down the good and write down the bad. I guarantee it, once you start writing down that good and you start thinking that way, good things are going to happen and you're going to get that attitude change that you need. Amen? Say. Come on. Look at Malachi. I'm going to read a good bit of Malachi. If you will not hear and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will even send a what? Did you know just because you've had something bad happen in your life, it does not mean you get to just live a crappy life and to have that bad attitude all the time? Did y'all hear me, yes or no? I'll give you a right to do that. God says, no, 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 no. You're to give what unto His name? You're to give what? You can find, how many could find something good to say about God today? You think you can find something good to say about Him today? Well, good. And why don't you? Say. That's what Mama was saying. Well, why don't you? But we focus on the bad. And I do it. I'm an expert at it. That's why she told me. All right? If you'll not hear, if you'll not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says the Lord of hosts, I'll even send a curse upon you. I will curse your what? Guys, this is a law that is set forth in God's law. If you don't glorify Him and you want to think on the negative and the cursing of your life, it is going to be that kind of life. That is just a law. If that's the way you are, you bring that into your relationship in your marriage, it's going to doom your what? Marriage. you have this kind of negativity, this curse, this attitude with your relationship with your children. But I don't know why my children don't call me. Because they don't want to. Did you hear me say? They know what's going to pick up on the other end. Guys, this ain't for us to sit here today and go, yeah, I'm good at this. Yeah, preach it, Gary. This is for us today. This is for my mother today. This is something I still struggle with. I still struggle with this. Something we have to do, man. But there's a big deal going on here. God says, I'll curse your blessings. Yeah, I've cursed them already. Because you're not laying it to heart. I think as Americans, you hear me say it all the time, we're going to stand in judgment greater than anybody else when we stand before God. We are blessed, blessed, blessed. But we gripe about the government. We gripe about this house. I wish I had this car. I wish I had, when other people don't have a bowl of rice to eat. Are you kidding me? I wish the church were this way. I wish it was. God must be going, oh man, it's all he can do to not zap us. You hear me? Aren't you glad I ain't in charge? Praise the Lord. Come on. So often we give way too much credit and attention to the what than we ought to. Is that the truth? Say. You know why this message is true? Because I wrote it. Yeah, you can go, that's the truth. Yeah, because I wrote it. Yeah, it's the truth, all right. We treat it like it's a curse, the mess in our life, when it's really not a curse, guys. We have a choice here. Okay? Come on. Mess, cursing, curse words. Our mess becomes our what? Because of our what? And our what? Say that with me. Big deal this morning. Our mess becomes our because of our and because of our. Have you known somebody, they just kept focusing on their past, their bad past, their bad past, their bad past. They kept living life like that, and they died never getting over it. You ever know anybody like that? Say. There's way too many hands in this audience if what I'm telling you is not the truth. How many saw somebody waste many years of their life because they did this? How many, let's, as a witness, come on, let's get real. How many as a witness would say, Pastor Gary, I wasted a lot of years in my life by doing this, but I don't do it now, thank God. God's delivered me. How about that? Amen. You see all the hands that went up? Boy, Mama was on it, won't she? We make it our curse, and we do what? We curse ourselves. I know some of you have known me for years, and you're there laughing like, man, he needs to do this himself. That's funny. Now, the opposite can be true if you want it to be. The opposite can be true if you want it to do. Look at that. Bless, blessing, bless words. Our blessings don't get enough what? And what? And that's what Mama was saying. I didn't call Mama to go, hey, Mom, I'm so blessed. Life's so good. And yeah, things are good, Mom. I could have done that if I'd have wanted to, right? But no. I got to call Mama because, man, I can't make it. This life's crappy and I can't take it. Boy, Mama's. Can we thank God for Mama's, what they have to put up with? Come on. Come on, come on. We don't use our blessings to bless us when we really what? We don't use our what? Blessings to what? Did you know your blessings can bless you? Your blessings can bless you. How many have had a great attitude adjustment in your life on a day you're living your life just because you start to focus on the things that you have and the good things in your life and you just sort of have to jerk yourself around and grab your... Is that how you have to do? Sure. Our blessings don't bless us because of our focus and because of our what? Our words. Words are powerful. You know if you went up to somebody, like if I went up to this young man, and you know I love you, is that correct? You think I love you? I care for you. Do you? You ought to. No, he does. But you know what? If I wanted to come on him with words and hard words and say bad things to his face and hurt him, you'd really be devastated, son.
by words like that I spoke to you. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're never going to hear that out of me. Did you hear me? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Listen. I'm just saying, I could say something to you, son, that would hurt you, talk about you, put you down. You know, if I wanted to go, if that was, you know what I'm saying? People do that. But here's the thing. We do that to ourselves, guys. The damage I could do to him, we don't realize that's what we're doing to ourselves when we do this. Y'all got me, yes or no? I mean, that's not rocket science. That's why it's so devastating in church when church people cut on one another. You hearing me or what?
Well, I don't know. Well, it was true. I just said it.
Yeah, but you're a pain because you said that because you shouldn't talk like that. Did you hear me, yes or no?
Because your words matter and your words hurt somebody and you can hush your mouth. How about that? Say.
That's what Mama would say. Words matter. But when we speak these words, man, we're speaking them to ourselves so often and we're killing ourselves. That's why we're not blessed. Keep looking. Because we choose not to what? To see. See, when I look at you, son, all I see is good. When I look at you, all I see is a bright future. When I look at you, I see a mama that loves the tar out of you. And I see a young man that loves his mama. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Boy, we do well to look at ourselves a little bit like that. There's some good inside of us. Y'all hearing me today? There's some good. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on, we ought to praise the Lord. It's a good word today. That's why we go to mama. Isn't that why I called mama? Even if I was wrong, mama would see the right in me. That's how a good mama is. Amen. Say. That's what she was trying to teach me. Is your mess really a curse? Probably what? Not. No. It's bad, but it ain't what? Your life ain't cursed. No. You in a bad way? You might have a bad mindset on things. Sure, I understand that. But you're like, I'm just cursed. How many of you ever said that, I'm just cursed? Come on, y'all lying. Listen, keep going. Come on. That's what the Bible says. Out of the same mouth proceeds what? And what? My brethren, these things what? Yeah. If you got blessed, you speak it out one side of your mouth, well, yeah, praise the Lord, but you know, God's so mad at me. I mean, you like a yo-yo head. No wonder life's like that. God says, come on, pop. The power of words. And on tomorrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, Jesus came, if haply he might find anything on it, because he's hungry. And when he came to it, he found what? Nothing's on the fig tree. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man is going to eat of thee hereafter and forever. This is the power of the Son of God. I mean, fig tree, you should add some figs on it. I was hungry. So it is. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree was what? Dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to his remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed yesterday, it's like dead. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, now watch this, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Now, we've taken that scripture and we've perverted it, made it to think that we can get us a new Cadillac by naming it and claiming it. That's not the big battle in your life, the new car. The big battle in your life is the power of words. Did you hear me? And taking command over your thought life. You have faith in God, you will have a happy life. You have faith in God, you will have a blessed life. Did you hear me or not? The thing that looks like you can't get over, the mountain in your life that cannot be removed, you can go right over that sucker. Or God will take it right out of that way for you so you can move on with your life. But you've got to start saying the right things. You hear me, yes or no? Did I lose you or not? If you want to have a fruitless life, you can have one, just like that old fig tree. Proof of blessing, we got to quit, don't we, Raj? We'll read this and be done. Will a man rob God? You've robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed you in tithes and offerings, God says. This is His word. You're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not do what? Open the windows of heaven and pour out you a what? That there shall not be room enough for you to receive it. And I'll rebuke the devourer, the devil, for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you what? For ye shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. Your words, your what? Your what? Your what? Words have been what? Stout against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, why have we spoken so much against you? We'll quit right there, Raj. We're out of time. If you believe God, do what He says, focus on the blessings, give Him glory like we should, yes or no, say, God says, I'll bless you. It's just, Mama was right. She was so right. Get out your notepad, Gary. You're focusing. You're dooming yourself, son. Say that with me. You're dooming your... One more time. You're dooming yourself. Amen. Anyway, a lot of stuff on the screen today. It's my choice to choose what? Blessing or curse. Mama said, say it with me loud. Get out your... Good job. Praise the Lord for the message this morning. Had to cut it a little short, but that's all right. We got it.